Hey, it's Overslept with Chris Laker. Oh, man, I don't know why the fuck I cannot get out of bed for shit today. It looks like the battery's low on this thing, so I might not have a lot of time anyway. And it's 11:37. May Day, May 1st. So I gotta get out of bed now, because I need to take a shower and go right at a friend's house. Samir. I don't know. Samir, I should call Samir on this show. He's got a lot of cool stories. He's a wacky guy. He's a funny dude. Anyway, we're working on something. So I'm going to his house, which is, like, not close. It's close in distance. It's not close in subway. He lives off what's known as the G train. This is the problem with Brooklyn being so popular, is that now it becomes my problem that you live in a remote neighborhood. I don't care. I could tell him to come here, I suppose, but I don't feel like cleaning up, and then Jacqueline should be coming home soon. It's just me and the cats, me and the girls, Mabel and FOMO. And so she's coming back today, though, so that's good. Yeah. Syracuse was fun, but that's over. I told you all about that. This weekend, I will be at Levity Live in West Nyack, New York. If you live in the New York City area, could be a fun road trip. It's not a road trip. It's not that far, but if you live in the city and don't have a car, it's probably a fucking hassle. But if you don't, if you live in the suburbs, come on by. I think there's some tickets left, you know. And it'll be just me and Mike. Jacqueline won't be there, unfortunately. But you could see her with Anthony Jeselnik at Governor's Comedy Club in Long Island. Or maybe me, her, and Mike at the same comedy club in 2 weeks. I forget. Anyway, those shows are all coming up. And Cleveland. Cleveland Hilarities. That might be sold out already. I don't know. Anyway, come to Governor's if you're in the New York City area. In a couple of weeks, or Liberty Live this weekend. That'll be fun. Or don't. Maybe you hate me. I feel like that's, I don't know why I have that feeling that there's, like, hate listeners. And I can't get that out of my head, and that I want to always acknowledge them so they don't think that they're getting away with anything. This isn't a good podcast. There probably isn't any. I don't know how many enemies I have in this world. I would say people that don't like me. Man, how many could there be? There's probably more than I think. There's probably a bunch of people I have no idea that they don't like me. That's a bummer. What can you do? I'm a little standoffish. And people take that personally. I don't know why they would take it personally. I don't know why they would think that, hey, maybe that's just his personality. But they think, oh, he's a little standoffish. It must be all about me, even though we just met, or I didn't even meet him. Sometimes they don't even meet me. I don't know what to do about that. I've tried. I've combated that. perception of me over the years in the comedy world, and it's been difficult. I don't know, whatever. Why am I talking about this bullshit? I guess we could take a look at the old news, and then I do got to get going, unfortunately. And this battery's running out, and let's see, what do we got here? Top stories, Apple News, which, Trump on the Civil War, why could that not have been worked out? Huh. That's, what the fuck? Okay, I don't talk about Trump, but this is just like the weirdest thing I ever heard. Says he doesn't understand why Civil War could not have been prevented. People don't realize, you know, the Civil War. If you think about it, why? Trump said during an interview with the Washington Examiner. What the fuck's the Examiner? Set to air on Sirius Radio. People don't ask the question, but why was there a civil war? Why could that not have been worked out? I think people have asked the question, why is there a civil war? All right, I'm not reading any more of that. If Trump's your guy, he doesn't think anybody has examined why there was a civil war. And trending stories, number one, Fox News. These motherfuckers. Fenway proposal gone wrong. Woman rejects boyfriend's request for hand in marriage. I bet that was set up. I bet it was set up. That sounds like a viral video set up. Now I'm not even going to look at the video, but because this is why. Because I've always thought that would be. I used to think that was funny to do, but I think some people have faked it. And because if you didn't fake it, the woman, I think, almost any time, because this is like what I think women are like overall, will say yes to get so the guy's not embarrassed. And then afterwards say, no, you fucking idiot. Why'd you surprise me with that? Any guy that surprises somebody with an engagement is like she doesn't like not surprise like every like not surprised like she had no idea you were even thinking about getting engaged. That's bananas. All right, I understand you gotta now you. I understand when you get engaged for some reason, it's gotta be a fucking like. Hey, there's always a scheme, but even when there's a scheme, she knows it's coming. Like you've talked about getting married, and you know that she's going to say yes. So I think that sounds fake already. Number two, CNN: conservatives prepare for Justice Anthony Kennedy's retirement. Oh no. Justice Neil Gorsuch has been on the bench for less than a month, and conservatives are already prepared for the next Supreme Court confirmation fight. The only hitch, there's no vacancy. All right. Well, I'm sure they'll get somebody that's a real straight shooter. Okay. Number three, New York Times. Trump abruptly ends CBS interview after wiretap question. Okay, well, he doesn't want. Of course, he lied about something. Then you get out of there. He made something up. Oh, man, why? Okay, number four. Move over, Obama and Clinton. Republicans have a new target. Well, very political top stories. That's unusual. Oh, looks like it is Nancy Pelosi. All right, they don't like her at all. That's That's it for the news. Not very political trending. Usually they stay away from the politics. I don't appreciate that. Stay away from the politics and the trending story. What's trending? What are you going to do? Oh, these girls want food. So I think I'm going to give it to them. I know it's only been 10 minutes. Short one today. The battery thing's blinking on them. Jacqueline took the power supply for the recorder, so it's running on the AA batteries. It's about to die, and I don't have extra ones. So that's it. Sure, I'll do a regular one tomorrow. And that's it. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.